This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99. This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Hey, thank you, Carol O'Brien. Welcome once again to the news you missed. We start this morning with the greatest of all time. Tom Brady apparently retired more than once this week. On Monday, ESPN reported that Brady was going to retire. On Tuesday, ESPN said they were sticking with their story, while Brady said he hadn't made his decision yet. On Wednesday, Brady announced his retirement, which shows us all that even when he retires, Brady can still engineer a comeback. He was gone on Monday, came back, and left again. He is the greatest of all time. Never count this guy out of anything. Speaking of people that are out, the president of CNN is out. Jeff Zucker stepped down, this week after acknowledging that he'd had a sexual relationship with CNN's chief marketing officer, Allison Golust. Golust. By the way, Ms. Golust is still very much doing damage control. She is the marketing officer. She wanted everyone to know that whenever they had sex, they were wearing masks.
Oh, good.
Just so you
good.
Know, yes. Okay? And they were facing away. Consumer alert. The CDC announced a bag salad recall this week over concerns of Listeria. The salads in question were produced by Dole and sold under several brand names, most of which you would recognize. You may return the items for a refund or just throw them out. However, if you're young and reasonably healthy, Joe Rogan says just eat it. Just eat it. Russian spy or wandering poultry? You be the judge. The Pentagon reported this week that a live chicken was found just outside one of its doors. Nobody knows how it got through the security zone that leads up to the door. They're still raising concern about security around the building. Experts say that given the current chicken shortage and the prices the Pentagon routinely pays for things, that chicken's worth about $2 million. We might trade it for an F-35. Finally this morning, the Washington football team keeps secrets like Taylor Swift keeps boyfriends. The club revealed the new team name several times this week, only one time on purpose. On Wednesday, they announced the new name, the Washington Commanders. The name Commanders beat out the other suggested names like the Washington Defendants, the Washington Predators, and the Washington Creeps. There you go. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news. So does this guy. For the news you missed on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.